This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The federal indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump contains a detailed timeline alleging violations of the law. Here's AP correspondent Norman Hall.
In November 2021, Trump directs his executive assistant and body man, Walt Notta, and another employee to start moving boxes from a storage room to his residence for him to review. Notta is charged in the indictment as Trump's co-conspirator. On December 7, 2021, Notta finds that several of Trump's boxes have fallen, spilling contents onto a storage room floor. The indictment says among them is a document with a secret intelligence marking.
That was AP correspondent Norman Hall. Canadian wildfires are easing from earlier this week, but changes in weather patterns could bring hazardous conditions back to the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter to help determine if they're at risk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The suspect in a knife attack in which four toddlers and two adults were wounded in the southeastern French town of Annecy on Thursday has been placed in detention, the local prosecutor said Saturday. She said the Syrian refugee is under formal investigation for attempted murder and resisting arrest with a weapon. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin asserted Friday that Ukrainian troops have started a long-expected counteroffensive and were suffering significant losses. His comments came just hours after a string of drone strikes inside Russian territory. Ukraine's Nuclear Energy Agency says it has put the last operating reactor at Europe's largest nuclear power plant into a cold shutdown. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
As a safety precaution amid catastrophic flooding from the collapse of a nearby dam this week, as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on through its 16th month, the energy company said in a statement late Friday that there was no direct threat to the Zaporizhia plant due to the breach of the dam. Elsewhere, Ukrainian authorities reported Saturday morning that at least four civilians were killed overnight by Russian missile and drone strikes, which also damaged a Ukrainian military airfield. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain Friday by announcing he's quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. VOA's Jeff Custer with the story.
Johnson resigned Friday after receiving the results of an investigation by lawmakers over misleading statements he made to Parliament about what has become known as Partygate, a series of government parties held during his tenure as Prime Minister in breach of his own strict COVID-19 pandemic rules. Johnson accused opponents of trying to drive him out and hinted he might try to return. In his statement, he said, "It's very sad to be leaving Parliament for now." Johnson quit as Prime Minister in 2022 amid multiple scandals, but remained a member of Parliament. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Londoners were set for a weekend of hot weather on Saturday as the British capital was forecast its hottest day so far this year. Temperatures in London were forecast to reach 30 degrees Celsius over the weekend, and the UK's Met Office issued yellow warnings for thunderstorms across much of England, Scotland, and Wales. A rare Buddhist statue estimated to be from 12th century China and part of a set thought to have been lost will be presented for auction in Paris on Tuesday and is expected to fetch $1 million. The piece is a very rare wood figure of the Ganyan Bodhisattva, according to a French auction house. The head of Chinese art at a French auction house said not many pieces like this have survived outside of museums.
It went through a period in China. It came out of China during a period of time when China was at turmoil, and many of these wood figures were destroyed at the time already. Some were sold, and this is one of the few that has survived.
The figure was last sold in the 1930s to a family in a Paris suburb who wishes to remain anonymous. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.